Early on in its development, the UH Manoa Art Department found a strong leader in painter Ben Norris, who chaired the department from 1945 to 55. He wooed international artists like Max Ernst, Dorothea Tanning, and Jean Charlot to the islands. In the 1950s through the 70s, the art department was an influential community hub when initiatives like the 1% for the Arts, the State Foundation on Culture and the Arts, and the Contemporary Museum took hold. These were heady times. Now 88 years old, ceramist Haudoue McVeigh was there in the heyday. 5 feet tall, she threw 6-foot pots and made bowls the size of giant truck tires. She's known for experimentation, both in forms and on the surface of her works. A one-person retrospective of her work is on display now at Windward Community College's Gallery Iolani.
Plan? Well, I had no plans. I just did things.
Not a big philosophizer, Haruwa McVeigh describes herself as a potter from way back, 43 years teaching at UH.
You get these ideas, oh, I should try this, I should try that. It just flows out of me, you know.
The 150 wildly divergent works in Gallery Iolani's current show are muscular, biological, mostly high-fired, many unglazed, so you see the clay body.
It's something that once you get your hands in it, you want to keep going. It's wonderful.
The 50s to 70s at UH Manoa Art Department are legendary. Key players influenced the whole Honolulu scene. Murray Turnbull, Ken Kingrey, Claude Horan, Shige Yamada, Toshiko Takaezu.
Was it exciting times?
Oh, yeah, it was fun. They were exciting. You know, they were happy doing what they were doing, trying new things.
I heard about the parties, cooking in the kilns.
I know, we all like to eat.
Gotta let the newbies try out the local food, right?
That's how it began. God, we were incredible cooks up there. Everybody was cooking.
Oh, man, that's how you create community.
I had an easy job. You have to learn a few things. And then after that, you let them loose and they can try anything they want. And you want them to.
See what that attitude produces. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.